Good day to you. Bernie Miklas here. Thank you for coming back or for checking out The Bernie Show here on the YouTube channel. This is our third day. I want to thank you, tip of the cap once again, for your generous support in coming here to listen and to watch what I have to say. We're going to keep building this thing out. It's going to get better and better. So it's a little rustic right now, but that's all right. I would assume you're coming here for the opinions, right? I hope. Not the bells and whistles. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about today is an interesting development that something caught my eye today, and I'll tell you what it is in a moment. But you may recall, if you read me, and if you do, at scoopsnetwork.com, thank you very much. I went on these things, some of the things that were irritating me about the Cardinals, and the one thing was that, like, all right, stop with the wish casting about Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. So, well, what do you mean by wish casting? It's kind of like false hope, I guess is the way to put it. You know, you watch a couple of guys who are having down seasons, and there's no question they are having down seasons. And you're looking for anything that'll tell you, oh, they're on their way back. Oh, see, they look like their former selves. They pulled things together. They figured it out. Watch out. Here they come. That type of thing. That's wish casting. See, I don't have a problem with optimism. You know, I came into this business, got into it because I love to cover greatness. And I've been privileged and honored to see so many great things. It's unreal. I have to take 5 hours on YouTube to tell you all the highlights of that I've been fortunate to watch during my career. But I don't like wish casting when it's kind of based on a false narrative or it's not supported, foundationally not supported by facts, right? You know, somebody does what they haven't been doing good all year, and then, you know, for like a week or so, they're really good and everyone's, you know, we're into the happy talk. Get out the confetti, you know. I like to be really pragmatic about these things. So I was reading The Athletic this morning, and they have a great analyst there, and I've been reading him for years and years and years at his other places as well, Eno Saris. And he had, in the middle of this column about some trends to keep an eye on, he mentioned something about Nolan Arenado. And he didn't draw any conclusions. He said, well, just this doesn't really prove anything yet, but it's interesting to see where it could go. Eno disclosed that Nolan Arenado's bat speed has been improving. Now, listen, I'm doing the numbers nerd thing here, but the only way to explain this is to tell you why there's a reason to say, well, wait a minute, maybe Nolan Arenado's on a better track now. And his bat speed and his hard hit rate and his average exit velocity, how fast the ball travels how fast the ball travels off of his bat. All that stuff can lead to an improved performance. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. And if I thought this was wish casting just to be Mr. Happy Talk, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't waste your time with this. But I think this is intriguing. Maybe that's the word. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit. And because after Eno Saris, you know, kind of tipped us off about this trend, I went and did some research because I wanted to see exactly if there was more information, if there was more to discuss. And so this is the only reason I'm doing this for you today, because there is something to this. And I'm going to read off of my notes. Since the All-Star break, Arenado's average bat speed is up 3 miles an hour. His average exit velocity is up 4 miles per hour. And his hard hit rate is up 11%. So do you want me to quantify it? I'll quantify it. What does this mean in terms of better results? I can tell you. Before the All-Star break, Nolan Arenado had a 381 slugging percentage. Awful, right? By far the worst of his career in a season, if it would have stayed that way. Since the All-Star break, however, he's got a 433 slugging percentage. I mean, that's a really big jump from the first half. And I know it's fewer games, and that's why I'm not jumping to any conclusions here. You got to see it over a longer period of time. But Arenado has been rolling a little bit. I mean, he definitely has been getting better. I mean, we're not seeing the big power surge And I do think that those days are over. I mean, where you can go into a season and you can look at Arenado and say, well, you know, you can mark him down for 35, 37 home runs. He's not there yet. But if his bat speed is increasing and his hard hit rate is increasing and his exit velocity is increasing, you can only look at that and say, well, there's something that at least is more favorable for him to put up better numbers the rest of the season. And listen, if Arenado gets hot, here I go, happy talk. No, if he can get hot for a while and turn some of these improved metrics into extra base hit power, well, that's going to be a good deal for the Cardinals, obviously. Very good deal for the Cardinals. So I wanted to pass that along. And there's no reason, again, to have a dance party, but there's a reason to pay closer attention to it, and we'll see where it goes. So we'll see. So I broke my own rule, even though I'm going to protest and say I'm not being guilty of wish casting here. Some of you may disagree, but I'm basing it on the numbers rather than crossing my fingers, you know, or praying to the baseball gods. No, I'm not doing that. I'm backing it up with stuff that really does matter statistically. The other thing I want to talk about with you today, you know, Eric Fetty, second night in a row, the Cardinals got a decent start, solid start. Now, you might say, and I don't blame you because I thought the same way. Well, he only went five innings. He gave up one run. Okay, that's fine, but let's not get carried away. All right, I agree. I agree as a general principle. I agree. But Eric Fetty last night, I like what he did, and I'll explain that in a second. But listen, the Cardinals starting pitching as a group has been on the decline. Before Tampa Bay came to town, and the Cardinals have won the first two games of the series, as you know, before Tampa Bay came to town, in the previous 42 games, the Cardinals starting pitching ERA was 5.15. Not good. And there's no coincidence, 21-21 record. You're not going to go on these long winning streaks or go way over 500 during a stretch if your starting pitching is that inconsistent and erratic. So if it's going to get better, the old phrase, the old cliche, pardon me, well, you got to start somewhere. But it's true. You got to start somewhere. So Sonny Gray came out Monday night and gave up an early two-run homer. But the bottom line was seven innings, two earned runs. You'll take that every time. Fetty, bottom line, he was in trouble, and Tampa Bay had a chance to bust this thing wide open. But he kept fighting them off, and his bottom line was five innings, one run. Now, you'd like to see more than five innings, right? Like to see six, like to see seven, whatever. But I give him credit because he was in trouble, or at least he was flirting with danger. He had a really smooth first inning, and then in the second and the third innings combined, he threw 63 pitches. I mean, and there were a lot of traffic was on the bases, a lot of traffic. So the Rays had a chance to get to him, punish him, jump out to a lead, and put the Cardinals in a hole. Eric Fetty, however, did a hell of a job of just basically competing his tail off and making tough pitches when he had to. And to tell you what I mean about that, for the game, because he got back on track after the second and third innings, which were long and laborious, and he was in trouble. You know, after 63 pitches in innings two and three, his final two innings, he gave up, he threw 18 total pitches in two innings. So he was really efficient in the first and really efficient in the fourth and the fifth. But he could have cracked. He could have cracked in the second or the third, especially the third. He could have cracked. There's no doubt about it. Here's the beautiful thing I like about what he did. For the game, five innings against Fetty, Tampa Bay was 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, 0-for-7. Excuse me. Let me back up on that. My bad. 1-for-10 with runners on base, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and 0-for-4 with three strikeouts in high leverage at bats. So when it came down to that time, it's like, well, you're either going to let this thing get away or you're going to put up the resistance and check Toronto, check the Tampa Bay Rays and keep them right there. Fetty dug in and did that. He kept them right there. He refused to let them go wild. And in that regard, I thought it was a good start. The other thing I like about it, he got a lot of swings and misses. And even in those two long innings, he got a good amount of swings and misses. And he did end up striking out like nearly 29% of the batters that he faced. So I think we were beginning to see Eric Fetty and why people have really, really circled him all season as like a nice surprise, a good pitcher. He's improved and all that stuff. Well, in his first home start as a Cardinal since the trade from the White Sox, we saw some of that, or maybe we even saw a lot of that. But again, I ain't going bananas over a five-inning start. But my point is that five-inning start could have been a disastrous start, and it was not, because Fetty would not let it happen. Listen, I appreciate, again, your support. I'm going to always thank you for this. Never take it for granted. I don't. I never will. This thing's going to get better as time goes by. We're going to build out on some stuff, find ways to improve it. So I appreciate your patience as we are working on this. By the way, we will have an audio or podcast version of this available soon. We're working on it. Sometime there is a delay time before it's actually implemented by the people that run podcast platforms. So hang in there with us, but we're getting it done. We've heard your request for that, and we're gonna honor those requests. So tell all your friends about it, and appreciate you very much. And we'll be back tomorrow with another Bernie Show here on YouTube TV. Have a great day.